So Sif Vav is the halachas. Halachas in Pasak, which we already spoke last week, that there's different kulos in Pas and Chilukim between the Isurim of Pas and the Isurim of Bishul. Pas has a heter called Pas Palter that Bishul doesn't have. Meiduch Kisa Pas has a chumrah. Pas when it's also from either Pas Baal Bais or those who are Machmor Pas Palter, Pas has a chumrah that even if it's not Oil HaShulchan Malachim, was a problem. We have yet to see. There's also Chilukim had a matter the Bishul of Pas between Pas and Bishul. The Ramah basically holds that it's the same. How much the Yid has to be Mishtatev to matter the Pas or the Bishul, turning on the fire, stoking, we'll see. Feed the Mechaber, there's a Chiluk between Pas and Tavshul. So very important for us to be Magder, what is Nichlal in the Sugya of Kufya Beis Pas, and what's Nichlal in the Sugya of Bishul. And basically this Mechaber Ramah discussing all the different cases that are not clear, the in-between cases. And we'll see, sometimes we're going to have a Hagdar of Pas, sometimes we're going to have a Hagdar of Bishul, and sometimes there's no Stira, sometimes you have two things together, and you have to shatz up each one to Mois Shehu. So, the Mechaber here mentions three different Dargos. He starts Mekal HaKavid mentions three different Dargos. The first Dargo is Pashit, where you have the actual dough mixed with eggs. That means that while you're preparing the dough before you bake it, you Pashit mix in different, you know, like people mix into their challahs, different eggs, spices, oils, different things. So there the Mechaber says that, and that's the Pashat HaHalacha, that Avada Vir, the Iker, is the Pas. And even though eggs are something, the Gemara says in the Furish, eggs are something, we're going to see in Kufi Gimel, eggs are something that there isn't Isra Bishul Akum. So do you have to worry about the eggs that you kneaded into your dough? No, you don't. And Pas, even in Egg Challah, we're talking now about the eggs inside the dough. So there's no problem. And this is a Rashba, this is really based on a Gemara already. The Gemara in Avada Zaran Daflam Ches, Avada Bishul Akum, speaks about a tavshil called Kasa Daharsana, which is some kind of mixture of fish oils or fish juices with some kind of flour. And it's clear in the Gemara there that when you have one tavshil that's mamish one cheftza, that it's mixed together, so you go bashe the ikr. Here it's lagabe, one thing is, yeah, bishalak, and one's not bishalak, one's nechachai, but in your nenu, what's nagay is that when you have an ikr and a tuffel in one mixture, you go bashe the ikr, and mail, that's not a problem. And on this halacha, so there's less amount of public. Now, it's not clear in the Mechaber. You know, at a certain point, when you mix eggs and spices and different things into your dough, at a certain point it becomes not hamaitzi, it becomes mezainis. That's really the discussion in the Ramah about pas kisnin, which interestingly, the Mechaber discusses it in the Beis Yosef and Kitchi Gimel. Here is very sussim. It could be the Mechaber saying this also refers to pas kisnin. It could be because, you know, when he says, when you have Isa, which is nilush bebeitim, it could be he's talking even if it's to the extent that it's very minim mezainis. But okay, we'll see those halachas in the Ramah. The Mechaber is betzim sussim about mezainis. Fine. So we'll see. That's the discussion in the Ramah. The second Dargo in the Mechaber is not where you mix the eggs into the dough, but rather you have your dough, you have your challah, and like many cakes and certainly challahs have, you know, you shmear the top. It seems that the Mechaber is talking about some kind of shmear that you put on the top. Tucham al-panav, you put some eggs on the top to give it a shine. So the Mechaber says that's also mutter, even though it's not mixed into the actual dough. So now l'chayr, that's going to be a stira to the third thing the Mechaber says. What's the third halacha the Mechaber says? Is empanada was some kind of knish, krepel, whatever, some kind of dough which was filled with filling. And there, the Mechaber brings also from the Rashba, that from Teres Abayis, that's usher. We're going to see more about that in Kufya Gimel. That there, basically the issue is that what's inside the dough is a problem of Bishul Akam. It's not tuffle, it's not bottle, it has its own chashivas with Kneatzmai. So even if you're going to tell me the outside wrapping is Pasakum, and male has the heter of pas palter, inside is a problem of Bishul, and we're going to see not only is it a problem of Bishul, but the Bishul, the blias of the Bishul actually go into the pas and ash of the pas also, because like we're going to see, it's a machlik zushainim, we pass it up by Bishul Akum, not only is the cheft of the Bishul Akum also, but even asher's the blias of Bishul Akum also asher, they asher your pats, you have to kasher your pats. So that's the din of empanada. So l'chayro, if I have my challah, and I put eggs on top, so what should be the heter? So the Rashba holds that it's insignificant, it's just a shmir on top, it's just a shine on top. Well, we'll see exactly what it is, but whatever this Mechaber and this Rashba are discussing, it's something that the Rashba held to be insignificant, something to be tuffle and buttle to the pass, and Umela, there's no problem of Bishul, and the whole thing is pass, so then it's a regular din of pass. So if it's pass Akum, it's, you know, Baal Bai's problem, if it's pass Palter, it's okay. So many hechsherim, you know, specifically in Chutz La'aretz, many hechsherim that give hechsherim to pas palter, whether it be chalas, whether it be pas kisnin, cakes, So many give hechsherim to breads that have a shmir on top, have an egg shine on top, whether it be different kominik cakes and mezainis or actual breads. And so lefi the mechaber should be okay. The problem is the Ramah. The Ramah says v'yesh oisim on this second dargo of the mechaber, in between dargo where it's not mamish or mamashus, it's not mixing the dough, but in between v'yesh oisim bepasher beitzim tuchon al ponov shum shehin be'en ve'ena b'teil magabe pas. So that layers aser and then it would even aser into the pas. Yishlodin, if you could take it off, you'd have to take off, depending how you cooked it, you'd have to take off maybe shishim, maybe kneged roiv, we'll see. Says the Ramah v'chein again. So luchar, this would present a problem to all these hechsherim. You know, the OU certainly gives many hechsherim to things that have these beitzim tuchon panim, they're not makbid b'chal and bishlo yisrael. And so the eitzah here, the place can discuss, the Aruch HaShulchan already says. Aruch HaShulchan says that obviously what the Rashba is talking about and the whole discussion between the Rashba and the Mechaber and the Ramah, that's talking about, you know, some kind of significant, you know, either where you had a cooked egg that you mamash put on, it was like a thick layer of egg, some kind of real mamashes. But this glaze, this shine that we put on, it's like that's not nichlal in this halacha, and even the Ramah would be masking l'kul over there, it's vada tafel and batel. So that is, and it could be alzeh saimchim. Now the problem is, it's certainly not a dover muskim. I don't know if everyone took a look in the Gain. Gain in Sivkat Yadal, he speaks out the two svaras. And he says that the svarah rishayna svirale, the svarah rishayna which is the mechaber's make, kivin she'enu elu lamare v'chazusa, chazusa lav milsa, rashi in Zvachim. So it's very clear from the Gain that he's learning that this is just the chazusa, just this type of shmir, this glaze on top, and the Gain is learning that skufa nichol on the machlekes, and the male of Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, Ramah would be Machmer with the Gain. So kind of read, there's Saimach on the... Okay, we'll see. By the Mezainis, it could be we'll have other Heterim of Enel Shulchan Malachim, but Gabi, this Etzem Shailah, so Chayr the Saimach on the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Mashma a little bit to me that the Taz also sounds the Kula. The Taz says in Sifkat Hey, when he's Magdir this, you know, Halacha, so he says, Hatam, Kivin Shapas Mutter, Habetzim Tfeilim Loi. So Tfeilim sounds like not that it's Mamish, just a shine, it's just a shine ba'alma, but rather that the discussion in the Mechaber Ramah is something where it's tuffel. You know, some kind of layer of an egg. It wasn't bottle, it wasn't mamash chazusa, but it's still tuffel. And on that, the Mechaber is, you know, mekel and the Ramah is machmir. But something that would just be chazusa, so maybe the Taz sounds like Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that's the pashtus, that's the Tersaymechon. As long as it's just a shmir ba'alma, just the glaze, so then they're mekel, and they assume that the Ramah would be masking over there, and it's not a problem of the bishlach. He's going on. What do you mean? The second case? Oh, you're right. He's going on in Panada. What are you saying? You're saying he's only going on the first case, yeah? Time keeping shapas moter. I beat him tefillim loy. So that, yeah, here. What does the Prima Godim say? Nechanami. Unless you learn that the Taz is going also in the second case, which possibly is in the Chanaim, no right from the Taz yet. Okay. So fine. So that's what they're saying, Mechon. If you learn Taka that you need like a real thick layer, real thickness on top, so Chayr, it's not so much so to find such a thing, we have a thick layer of an egg on top of the pas. Maisa, there is somewhat of discussion about French toast. It's either where you're in a place where there's a guy preparing it, or Canada, that in America you could also buy the stuff, you know, in the frozen section you could buy French toast. So there the question is that it's usually not a layer on top, but it's not nilish, right? So the question is, could this be nichol on the first dagger, the mechaber, that everyone's masking to, that when it's cooked into the cooked into the dough? So here it's not cooked into the dough, it's put in afterwards, but lemaisa it's soaked in. Oh. So lemaisa, I think that the OU does give a hechsher to such things, and they assume that because it's not be'ein, because it's soaked inside, and it goes into halachas of ikar and tafel, like the first case of the mechaber, and it could be also yishlavin. What? Yeah, so they assume that the pas is the ikar, and this is just some kind of like flavoring, and it's inside. So male, if they're not, I mean, sometimes it could be the ones that are not professionally made. Sometimes French toast, you might have a layer of egg on top. That would for sure be a problem if they were in a place where someone's preparing these things in some kind of hotel or something. And you're worried about the bishul, so you want to be semichatz pasakim. If there's a layer of egg, that would certainly be the chumrah of the Ramah. Question is, when it's done properly, you know, you make a good French toast, though, it goes inside, so that's the question. And yeah, so the egg certainly you would have to, yeah, so we hope that the caterer, if it's mashkiach, put on the fire, either put on the fire, or there's a yin in doing it. Fine. So that's the shayla of that's the shayla of the French toast. Could it be nechlan? I think they assume that theoretically it could be, and it's called ikar and tafel. Since the eggs are not be'ein, so then you have this heter of it'll bypass. Which again, you know, for us it's a kula nechumra, because like you're saying, if it's not oil shulchum loch and French toast, so then fakir, we'd rather it be bishul. Okay, here anyway you have the pas. I'm just saying, so what we're talking about is giving it a heter of pas palter, right? So for those who are machmor pas palter, lechir, it's not going to help. Fine. So now the Ramah, the Hemshech, speaks about all these things. The Niloish, the Kichloch, the Lekach. And basically the Shaila here is that not like the Machaber's case where it's a Tarevis with the pas, we had a mixture, the pas had stuff on top, but rather, we're talking about machalim that have hemini dagon, and they're pachasiris or pasabal b'kisnin. So, do we say this is nichlam pas? Do we say this is not nichlam pas? Does it have a din of tafshul? What's the halacha? So, the Beis Yosef in Kufi Gimel basically brings three shitas in the Rishonim. The first shita is the shita of the Tashbetz, Chelik Gimel Semir Aleph. So, Tashbetz says that in a chanami, the yisoid is this pas or tafshul? It's pas. Pas kisnin is pas, says the Tashbetz. But what was the whole time for the kula of pas we spoke about the other week? The whole time for the kula was that chayi nefesh, with shasat chak, you had nothing to eat, and you know, if you don't have your bread, so you're going to be in trouble. So they're makel. So like there, pas above a kiss, then there's no daychak. Maybe now for some people there is, but if you don't have your Danish, you know. But kipshutai, there's no daychak. Ala roiv, there's no daychak. And meila, so like even though it's pas, it's not nechol neheter, and it's just usher, and it's usher across the board. So that's the sheet of the Tashbetz. Two other sheetas he brings, that the Beis Yosef brings the Taisus in Beitz on Taf Tesayin and Beis, to the Maskel Kamashmalan. So there's two sheets in Taisus. Taisus says that L'chayra pas kistin is not pas. Not like the Tashbetz said it's pas, it doesn't have a heter because of the lumdus that it's, you know, there's no chai nefesh. Yeah, that's the Tashbetz. It's also Talmid Rabbein Yoin to bring such a svara. Taisus for a sheet just says tam. When they were guys around pas, they were talking about real pas. This is a bari meimim. It's not pas. It's not nichal. Which again comes out of kula nechumra. Comes out that it has the chumras of tafshil. But if it's ein el shulchum lachim, then it has a kula chatchil, and you don't have the problem of pas palter for those who are machmor pas palter. That's the first sheet of Tosfos. Says Tosfos from Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel that no, that lamaisa since they're afuyim kederach pas, and lamaisa if you kivei a suda, then you takamek hamaitzi and a birchas amazon. So Mimela, they have a din of pas. That's the shita of Ben Yechiel, the second shita in Tosfos. And that is the shita that they're Ramah paskin. So all these lekach, kichlach, nizachin, so they're pasabah b'kisnin, they're be'etzem and mezonis, but since, so that's what the Taz and the Goyim point out over here, that if you'd be kaveh suda, and since if you'd be kaveh suda, you would have to make a hamoitzi, so that's the gather of the Ramah doesn't say that explicitly, that Taz and Goyim say that's the Ramah's coming from that sheet in the Rishonim, and so that's the gather. So any pass above Kistin, that if you're Kaveh Suda, you're going to make hamoitzi, so that's Nichol and pass, and Meil has the Chumra that you're being Samech and pass Palter, but has the Kula that if it's in a, that that you don't have a heter of, it has the Chumra that you don't have a heter of Eina Ela Shochum Lach. Fine. Now, lemaisa like this. So this is nageya to all these types of mezonos, these cakes and cookies and all these types of things. Now, lemaisa again, someone who's machmer and pas palter, who you know only eats pas yisrael. So even though the Ramah is saying yes, this has the kulos of pas, it's not bishul akum. So you say, oh, even though the OU gives the hechshon, it's not bishul, but it's pas. But lemaisa, it's still pas palter. That's at least what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, uvemakom shenoy again heter bepas gam he mutarim. But it's loy adifa from the heter of pas palter. That's what the Ramah says. The Maiso, in the Teres Chatos, I think it is. No, the Minchas Yankov on the Teres Chatos, right. The Minchas Yankov brings b'shem his grandfather, the Maharash. So he says, b'shem his grandfather, Maharash, that really this kula of pas kisnin is even if someone who's makbid only pas yisrael, at pas kisnin you don't have to be machmir. And he says, interesting, he says that really the whole, like we spoke about in the previous weeks, the whole iser of pas akum, Etzem Lefi Tosfos wasn't really niskabel, and it could be the whole thing's really just a chumra. Lefi kol echel lefi shitasa, you have to know which cheek the marash is going with. So like there, since beikir it's a chumra, so memela, really it's cute like a neder. So we were makabel on ourselves not to eat pas. Okay, by a neder you go after lashon bnei adam, and since bnei adam don't call these things pas, you call them mezonis, call them lekach, kichlach, cake, whatever it is. So memela, it's not nichol in the iser bachal, and even those who are zahir, it's only pas, so could taka eat the mezonis, the heter mezonis is for them also. Ma'aseh, okay, so the Nochis Yankov himself over there, he's mafakfik, that, you know, on this kula, and Lamaisi points out that Ma'aseh in the Ramot Mefurish not like that. Ramot Mefurish that this heter is on par with the heter of Paspalter, but it's no better than Paspalter, and Mele, if you're machmir, so you should be machmir here also. Fine. So this gets somewhat complicated, because basically, so if you want to know what's pas and what's tafshel, what gabi the mezainis, you have to know if you're kaveh suda, you make hamayitzi, you make mezainis. So you could spend a few months learning halachos brachos, and maybe, you know, get it clear. But l'chari, that's what it's tully in, and the meilas, let's just speak at a few of the kolm, a few of the shaylas. One of the shaylas they discuss, whether the industrially sold ones, you know, OU's, makshir, a lot of, you can buy in the supermarket OU donuts. Also, you know, I know in Brooklyn, could be in other places in America also, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is a big shayla, how they're makshir than Dunkin' Donuts. At some point, they were yes being makshir, that should be Bishul Yisrael. Other points, there are different hechshirim, fighting about it, whether or not, you can give clues, what's the shayla? So the shayla is that a donut is blila ava, it's a dough. Instead of, you know, donuts are donuts, sufganiyot, instead of baking it in the oven, they deep fry it in oil. So this is Betzem Ashayla in the Hilchos Brachos. So Kursa Meches, the Mechaber says that you take dough and you deep fry it. So the Mela, it's like there, Betzem, it has a din of Mezainis. But Yesh Einrim, that it really has a din of Pass. So the Mechaber says, Yerushimayim should only eat it during the Suda. Says the Ramah, Minig L'Hakol, we're Mekol, we make a Mezainis. So the Maisa in the Mechaber lane, it's Ashayla. There's a Machlokes Achreinim, Das Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying that there's a shayla if it's bread or not bread. Does he mean without kviya suda or with kviya suda? Meaning, there's a tzad to say that even in the Mechaber, if you're kviya suda, even al tzad that he says it's mezainis, but if you're kviya suda, then you would, yes, make a hamaitzi. And there's a tzad in the Mechaber to say not like that. So in the Ramah also, the Ramah who's mekel, the Ramah says we make mezainis, but what if you're kviya suda? So there's a shayla in the Achreinim. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah over there, if you look at Kosa Meches, Mishnah Berurah on the spot. So he says that as long as, because, you know, the discussion there of Lagabe Chala, but Mishabru's Psak Lamaisa is that on the Hachinogan of the Ramah, that dough that you know it's going to be made for donuts, like most donut stores and donut places, they know it was Al Das to be Vashal it. So says the Ramah, even if you eat enough for Kriya Suda, you do not make a Hamaitzi. It's only by Minim Zenis. That's what the Mishabru says. There's a lot of discussion about this Mishabru, obviously, and about this Halacha in general. That's what the Mishabru says. So, what would come out, Lafiza? So it's not doesn't fit the criteria of Tosis. La halacha, if you have a donut, if you eat the Mishnah, at least what says the Mishnah, if you eat a lot of it, you're still stuck with mezainis and al mechya. So then the chayyur, Dunkin' Donuts is bishul akum, and the chayyur, how could OU matter all these donuts without any heter, without any bishul yisrael, which they do. So my is like this: the Aruch HaShulchan, in the end, there's a little bit of a steer in the Aruch HaShulchan. You have to look if you want to take a look in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph to Lamed Aleph. To work it out, it's somewhat of a steer, I think. But Lamaisa, in the last shtickle in Simon Kofi Beis, so the Aruch HaShulchan there brings from the Rivash, and there he says some of the kolam about what's pas, what's not pas. He says Blila Ava is it's chayv and chala, it has a heter of pas. Brings from the Rivash. So many are bothered by this Aruch HaShulchan that he's quoting Rivash that also Lagabe Hilchos Brachos holds that it's pas. But the Didan that loy kamil or nothing, we pass in at least. What Mishnah Berurah says, Alapanim, that's what he says, that it's Mezainis L'Chayra. How could the Aruch HaShulchan tell this too? So, L'Chayra, Yesh Makom Ladon, that the Pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan is simply Al Tzvege der Rabbanon, right? That over there we're Mekel. By Hilchos Brachos we're Mekel, Al Tzafik Brachos Akula. And it could be Lagabe Pasakom, it could be Mekel the other way. Meaning, as long as there's a Shita, and there's certainly a Shita, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch the Shita, as long as there's a shita that this is hamaitzi, there's a shita that it's hamaitzi lagamri, the Mechaber brings. So we're noyig by brachos lahakol. And there's a shayla nachreinim that if you're kaveh suda, you would also have to make hamaitzi. Okay, so zakta mishabruah, we don't. If it's a real authentic donut, so we don't make hamaitzi. But lamaisa, there's a kolmine sveikas in the rishayin, and that these are real sveikas that are brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the hachra is not like that. So maybe lagabe brachos were mekel suffic brachos. So here also maybe lagabe the shayla of bishalak, which is the shayla of isa derabanon, is also tzad to say suffic derabanon. So I contacted the OU and I asked them what their heter is. So they sent me a whole thing, you know, a whole mas and matan from the different pleiskim, from the belskim, the different pleiskim in the OU. So it seems that they didn't accept this. They didn't accept this pshat. You know, they don't accept that the Aruch HaShulchan is just saying that Al Tzafik Mekel, because the Maisa, it's mashmi just passing in the Rivash. And if you look inside in the Rivash is not saying Al Tzfeka. So that's how Rivash passed it. It's the wrong psak ledidan. So they didn't accept that. So their whole discussion there is the shayla of our donuts Eila Shulchan Malachim. which is not really our discussion for now. We'll see in Kofi Gimel. Seems that really regular big donuts are not really Oil Shulchan Lachem. They're not really served at Sudas per se. So then the question became, but at the smorgasbords, they serve the little ones, the taka fancy ones, could you be mechalak between the little ones and the big ones? So it's a discussion we'll leave for the Sugis of Bishul Akum. But the Maisa, they are saying on one of these Haterim, meaning either we're going to say that it's Bishul, but it's not Oil Shulchan Lachem. Or we're going to say that we're saying on some kind of shita of that it's really shaykh kvius and it's pas, and merely have the heter of pas palter, which obviously though you know they give heter to pas palter. What? What's that? No, it's a man of shach. I think like could be they're not, you know, I don't know if they're sure themselves that they're being saymechan, but that's what they're saymechan. I know like the in Flappish, the Dunkin' Donuts over there, I know it's always a shayla, like it's always changing what they're doing. In the what they sent to me, so they like had the suggestion, and then Rebelski didn't like it, and Rebelski said no, it's alts that it's eino el shochem lachem, and he has a whole masa matan over there with Rav Shechter. Is it yes? Is it not? Back and forth.
What's so
the maskana is that they're mekel. So it seems alts eino. It seems that the ikerzachas are taking on its eino shochem lachem, which is, you know, debatable. And then the question becomes. What's that? The what? The Dunkin' Donuts? I don't know what the Mitzvah is now. I was talking there for a few days. Now. What's the Mitzvah? Yeah, so I don't think it's Kehila. I think Kehila Kashus. Kehila Kashus advised me it was Makbid, that if it's not Bishul Yisrael, they wouldn't give Hakshir. So. Okay, yeah, so you have to check each place. Mustamich is telling in the local Hakshir. So, that's Lagabe. That's the Gabi the donuts. Okay, so that's one shayla. Another shayla is that, you know, another way to be mafkia, the shayla of Kriyasuda, is something that doesn't have Torah lechem. Maisa katera, tafshal, like spaghetti. Spaghetti could be chamesh minidagon, could be belila avod, lo mishaneh. It's cooked, there's no tzuris pas b'chal, it's mezainas, and therefore it's certainly a problem with bishul akum. Okay, you buy raw spaghetti, it's not a problem, but certainly can't be cooked by a guy. So the shayla is, one of the very, you know, common shaylas, the shayla of breakfast cereals. Many breakfast cereals don't have chamesh minidagon, but like Cheerios and things of that sort do. So the question is Cheerios something that shaykh kviya suda? So there's chiluk ideas about this. I'm not going to be machriya. I think sugya da alma, I mean, probably just about everyone in this room has had a bowl of Cheerios and a banana and a cup of orange juice and been kaveya suda for breakfast. I assume no one in here has washed on two bowls of cereal. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong. I think sugya da alma, the oilam takes on, minhag oilam, is that it's not shaykh kviya suda. We assume there's no tzuris past. Hagam that there are. So I heard recently that my first in Chicago, who all the years held there was Tzuris Pass, he still holds it's Tzuris Pass. But if he would use Mavara now, he holds that Cheerios are not baked. He holds that it's a Maisa Bishul, and that changes Pesach, even though he holds that they are Tzuris Pass. But the fact that the baking process is not really baking, it's really a drying out process, something like that, so now he changes Pesach. Lagabe, that's Pasha Lagabe Brachos Kfiyas Yudas. And the question is here. So okay, so again, Manavshach. If it's Bishul, Chert's not Oyla Shochem Lachem cereals. I won't call it a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara speaks about some similar type of daisa, some kind of porridge. Not Oil Shulchan Lachem. We'll see in Kofi Gimel. If it's pas, okay. So for those who are machmer, it's pas palto. You don't want to eat pas palto. But it could be like we saw. You have the heter of sif hay that anytime you have a pas palto, you can't get a zag gishmak of pas palto. Shall pas palto Yisrael. So you have a kula. So it could be, you know, Cheerios in doim alohem. And so it could be Marushach, you'll chap some kind of a heter. But again, there are places that hold you could be Kaveh Suda, and that's what the Belio just told me, Chief Berkowitz, that he holds yes, if you eat a few bowls, a problem with Kaveh Suda. So good, I'm look, I would say, in your name, it's Marushach, you'll have some kind of a heter, whether it'll be more Barath, less Barath, because whether you're being sent to Malachim, or whether it's pas palter, that there's no similar availability by pas Yisrael. Okay, one other shayla is the shach over here. The shach says interesting thing. He says that this heter that it has a din pas by the nilush and the kichluch by the cakes, that's all by belila ava, which means a dough, a real dough, like a hard, you know, a hard consistency dough. But says the shach that if it's a belila raka, so then, there is no heter of. Then it's for sure Bishul. Right? Where's the Shach? Yimishum Shalcham Asir Beitzim. Yeah, Yirches. Dafka shibli losan avav yesh b'mtar lechem. Dafka b'li l'avav. B'li l'raka, he's mekal. So l'mais, a lot of the place can point out, the base mayor over here, in the base mayor of the prechadish point out that l'mais, l'fi the klolim that Tosfos is giving, that we're using based on Tosfos, like Taz said, that's telling Kfiyas Yisrael, l'chor, it's not correct. L'chor, because b'li l'raka, the halach we pass, that even something that's a pourable dough, not really dough, but a pourable batter, but as long as, again, we're not going to get into the Bishal Shaila that we discussed today about donuts, but as long as it's not cooked, meaning either cooked in a liquid or deep fried in oil, but rather, you know, like a pancake type of thing, which is the pan is smeared, but that's it's really just being baked, either baked in the oven or baked on the stovetop, but not in liquids. So the halacha there is that it is paskis, and if you're kaveh asuda, you could be kaveh asuda, which would mean that l'chor would have that tayim of pas. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan in this issue is somewhat of a stira. In one place he quotes the Shach, but in Lamed Aleph, in the end of the Siman, Yitaka says that Bli L'Raka, as long as it's not cooked in liquids, so also it has a din of Pas Kisnin, and that would also have a tamer of Pas Balter, and that would be Negeya to like pancakes. You know, you could also buy store-bought pancakes, so or they'd be prepared at some kind of thing, so the issue would be that even though it's Bli L'Raka, and the Shach L'Chor would be Machmir, but it seems that the Haskamah Sapaiskim is that since it's telling Hilchos Brachos, it also has a heter. It will also have a heter. Pas Mei will be Pas Balter, no better than Pas Balter. Again, that's the old Shmuz, unless it's not El Shulchan Malachim, in which case it's a Kula for Tavshil. Now, so just one thing that has to be worked out is that one of the common things that they have at these, you know, different events, chasnas, different things, so usually if it's a caterer, again, they have Bishul Yisrael, they turn on the fire, they take care of it. But myself, if you're being semech in this heter, just one thing that needs beer is that if the Bli L'Raka is poured in a way that's very, very thin, so there's a halach in Kuf Samaches, again, it's a Hilchos Brachos issue, there's a thing called Trisa, and Trisa is a shayla of Bli L'Av, but certainly Bli L'Raka that's poured very, very thin, like the very thin crepes, you know, the French crepes they have that just kind of spread out on the metal and they become like these very thin things. So it seems that la halacha, certainly la halacha, you can't be Kaveh Suda as much as you eat. It's Bli L'Raka, very, very thin, dak. So then there's no Kfiyas Yisrael, which would be an issue, meaning, and the question is, if you call very thin, you know, blintz dough, and crepes, and these things, what's that?
Sure.
Yeah, so lafa, that's first of all, starts the Bli L'Ava, and it's probably pretty thick. It's a shayla of the wraps, but the wraps are Bli L'Ava. So even if they're very thin, since they start with Bli L'Ava, it could shoot their stomach. It's a Bli L'Raka, which is poured, and it's very thin, so l'chayra there would be no makam l'hakel, and you'd have to taka be makbid al t'bishol, it'd have to be, okay, question of oil shochem lachem, if it's not oil shochem lachem, like there, our French crepes oil shochem lachem, chesnesh, we'll sink up again. But the shayla is like this, that again, we spoke that there is a shayla of sfeikus, you know, that maybe l'gabi the donuts, we're samech on the shita that it is bread, and we make it pass. So l'maisa, the mishbrua does bring, l'halacha we pass in that the trees of the very thin things are only mezainis forever, no matter what you eat. L'maisa, so the mishbrua does bring in Kof Samaches, of Kan Tzadik, mishbrua does bring shitas about this. There's machlekes. So again, this is the question, how much you want to be samech on shitas that will call a pass for the shayla of taking it out of the halachas of Bishul, ulai because of a safek derbanan, there would be makom to say that as well. What do you mean?